From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Trump administration announced it's withholding $65 million from the UN Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, saying the agency that provides humanitarian aid to Palestinian refugees needs to reform. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
We would like to see some reforms being made. You'll want to know the specifics. I'm not going to get into the specifics of that today. But we're taking a look at the organization, we're monitoring it, and we'd like to see some reforms be made.
She said the decision is not aimed at punishing anyone. The U.S. is providing $60 million in 2018 funding. Nauert also said the U.S. would like to see other countries step up and share some of the financial burden. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed concern.
I strongly hope that in the end it will be possible for the United States to maintain the funding of UNRWA, in which the U.S. has a very important share.
Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback said it's one thing to cut aid to Palestinian political entities, but quite another to freeze UNRWA funds.
That is an organization that was set up, has been administered in the past 50 years at various times by Americans. It is something with a UN mandate to provide educational and food assistance to Palestinian refugees.
The UNRWA Commissioner General said the reduced U.S. funding threatens one of the most successful and innovative human development endeavors in the Middle East. The move comes after sharp Palestinian criticism of President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Nigeria's military has announced it released nearly 250 Boko Haram suspects it said have been de-radicalized. They were handed over to Borno State civil authorities after announcing their memberships. The action Monday came the day after the insurgent group released a video purportedly showing some of around 100 abducted girls from Chibok saying they don't plan to leave their captors. This is VOA News. Pope Francis Tuesday expressed his pain and shame over a sex abuse scandal that's rocked the Roman Catholic Church in Chile. Speaking in Santiago, the Pope said he's aware of the pain caused by the abuse of minors by priests and is watching carefully what's being done to overcome what he called this severe and painful evil. He asked for forgiveness for what he called the irreparable damage done. Francis also met with some of the victims of that abuse. Foreign ministers of 20 nations meeting in Vancouver, Canada Tuesday called for stepped-up pressure on North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons. Among those attending the meeting, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
The great goal of the pressure campaign is to cut off the sources of funding that the DPRK uses to finance its illegal nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Additionally, we must increase the cost of the regime's behavior to the point that North Korea comes to the table for credible negotiations. The object of negotiations, if and when we get there, is the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of North Korea.
Japan's foreign minister cautioned the world not to be naive about Pyongyang's so-called charm offensive, agreeing to attend next month's Winter Olympic Games after talks with South Korea. China and Russia, allies of the North, did not attend the Vancouver meeting. Residents of Cape Town, South Africa, could run out of water by April as the popular tourist destination suffers through its worst drought in a century. Resident Wendy Sweel fears day zero, April 22nd, when it is projected the city will run out of drinkable water, will come.
I think day zero is going to happen whether the government wants to do it or not. I think the water is going to run out. It's very scary to think of it, but I think it's a reality. And we definitely have to do our part and use as little water as possible.
Many people now line up at standpipes to fill containers with maximum of 25 liters of water per person per day. A rogue Venezuelan helicopter policeman has been identified as one of seven anti-government activists killed Monday in a shootout with special forces. Oscar Perez last year used a helicopter armed with grenades to attack the Supreme Court building and Interior Ministry in what he called a rebellion against socialist President Nicolas Maduro. Two policemen also died Monday. Mr. Maduro accused what he called Miami-based counter-revolutionaries and the Colombian oligarchy of being behind what he called the terrorists. In Colombia, all 10 aboard an army helicopter were killed Tuesday when it crashed near the town of Segovia. The Russian-made MI-17 was carrying 8 army personnel and 2 civilians. An investigation is underway. Wall Street rally stumbled Tuesday, dragged down by sagging oil prices after the benchmark Dow Jones flirted with 26,000 points. The Dow ended up at 25,792. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.